USA Radio News.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says the Republican-led House is ready to authorize several billion dollars for a massive border wall. Ryan's main question was whether the Senate would follow suit. The government runs out of money on December 7th, and President Trump is requesting $5 billion for a border wall in any funding bill. Now, regarding funding or not funding a border wall, Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox one thing.
We are a nation that has always welcomed immigrants. We continue to welcome immigrants. We want to welcome immigrants into the United States. There has to be a process for immigration, a process that controls the number of people, who they are, we know more about them.
The Department of Justice is going after some international computer hackers and scammers. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced today that two Iranian men have been indicted by a federal grand jury.
The defendants allegedly hijacked victims' computers and shut them down until the victims paid a ransom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Republicans win a Senate seat in a Mississippi runoff election on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
First Lady Melania Trump has added opioid addiction rehabilitation as one of her pillars to her Be Best initiative to help children of all ages. Today, the First Lady was addressing students at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
And if you or someone you know needs help, you need to be brave enough to ask or strong enough to stand with them as they fight through the disease.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Earlier this week, conservative author Jerome Corsi told special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators that he would not take a plea deal and plead guilty to perjury. Corsi insisted he did not knowingly give prosecutors false information. They were asking him about an email correspondence that he had had if he had met with Julian Assange. What actually happened, what Corsi admitted to, was forwarding an email to someone over in London who was able to get in touch with Assange. Corsi explains on Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight how he cooperated as best he could.
I gave my computers to special counsel. I gave them my cell phone. I gave them all my email accounts. I gave them everything they wanted, my Twitter accounts. I signed permission and handed all this over. Now, the first day when I was interviewed, I didn't remember that email. Now, the special counsel came in and blew up, and they actually sent me home and gave me an opportunity to review the emails. When I came back, I amended the testimony to say that I now remember the email. And special counsel was happy with that until I couldn't give them what they wanted, which was a connection that I had with Assange that they assumed I had, which I didn't have. Now, suddenly, they forgot they allowed me to amend my testimony, and they're going back to the mistake I made day one when I forgot the emails.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.